The Madman DVD Review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out!
Clayton, how are you?
Good, Mikey.
Dr. Maria Walls is with us. She's sent in a writer man, Clayton. And Clayton, you've got a beauty to review this morning, haven't you?
Yes, it is the school holidays, so what better to review than Adventure Time Elements.
Okay, so let's just before you rush into it, the thing is with Adventure Time, what an out of it cartoon, man.
It is.
Like, this is, we're talking about, it's a kid's cartoon. It's on the
Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network, yeah. It's pretty
for
much
10 years.
Flagship show, isn't it, of the Cartoon Network.
Trailblazing show.
And it's, okay, so let's run through.
Yeah.
It's massive, that show, isn't it? It's just, I'm just trying to explain it.
Now, this show.
Because you can't, it's like it's more bung than it's what's the term for more bung? Bunger?
Yeah, it's a show that's existential. It's surreal, but it's also like silly, goofy gags and really emotional. Like
very emotional, and very like it's a deep, moving cartoon, but really mental, man. Like, just mental.
Some of the characters Pendleton Ward's come up with is just, they're just like crazy, but it's got such a fan following, not just obviously with kids, but adults as well. And I think it's a great thing.
Pendleton Ward is the creator of it.
He's the creator, right?
And you know what? There's no more American name than Pendleton Ward.
But he's just one of these like artistic recluses. Like, you think a cartoon that spawned like t-shirts, toys, cruise ships and all that, he's just
cruise ships,
yeah, like literally like Cartoon Network cruise ships that go around all decked out.
I thought he meant a whole cruise ship, like as a cartoon.
I thought you meant a gay cruise ship, but yeah, okay, but
the cruise, like Jake the dog is like the front of the boat. That's how insane.
Really?
Like, he's actually like the big inflator, like how
good
he stretches himself.
God, that's mental. Yeah,
but yeah, see, so he's just
this world we live in.
Yeah, and he's just this reclusive artist who just wants to make this art, and I love it because it's such a, you think it's a commercial thing, but it's really deep.
I think it's a phenomenon because it's you can think it's commercial all you like, but
no, sit down.
It's like, right when you go, oh, this is pretty commercial, I can see how this works for kids. I've got my heads around kids.
Yeah.
Oh, I can relate to the youngsters. What the?
Yeah.
What's this happened? You've been in a room full of 12 kids going, oh, he's just sucked in his own stomach.
Yep.
Yeah, but they all live in there. What? Who would do?
Now,
because they're on their way to the castle. Shut up! We're watching it. It's like, what are you kids? Get off the acid, you kids. You know, sort of thing.
Now,
seriously, man, it's way more tripped out than Puffin stuff or anything like that.
Oh, totally.
You know, that's pretty tripped out. You got to admit, yeah.
Now, this has been going for 10 years, and it's sadly coming to a conclusion. But this is a DVD. It's a mini series of 8 episodes, like 11 minutes long. So it makes for like a feature length story. And it's the third one. They do one called Stakes, one called Islands, and this is the third one. And
was it Stakes spelled S-T-A-K-E-S or Stakes as in
Stakes as in vampire? It's about Marceline.
Yeah. So not as in cuts of meat.
No, Stakes. So this one's called Elements, and Finn and Jake have returned from the adventure in the islands.
Now Finn,
yep,
is a
human boy about 12, I guess.
Young. No idea where his parents are.
No. But that's a whole other thing that was dealt
you're
with.
You're into it, aren't you? You're deeply entrenched in this, aren't you? I can tell.
So good. That was dealt with in islands. So they come back from this adventure and find the land of Oo has been run amok. The four basic elements of life have taken over the kingdoms, and that's fire, ice, candy, and slime. So, like, they come back and their treehouse is turned into this Candyland thing.
See, that's where kids take the, that's where they pick up the ball and leave you behind, eh? Because you go, oh, so fire, what is it?
Fire, ice,
and go, okay, I can relate that. Yep. Fire, ice,
candy, and slime.
And as soon as they say slime,
kids are all over it.
You go, what? And the kids go, we'll take that, thank you. Yep. They're off. Yeah.
Now, the deal is they've got to team up with the Ice King and trying to save their world. But the deal with what I love about this is it doesn't talk down to kids, right? They have this more conversational tone, but they deal with emotions. Like, there's one episode in this called Cloudy that's just,
I think I've seen Cloudy, maybe.
So they're just Jake and Finn just sitting on a cloud, not like going on a big adventure. They're dealing with their emotions. He's all pent up and emotional, and he just sits down. They have to do little fake
We haven't
haircuts.
Really described Jake, have we?
No.
So Finn's the 12-year-old-ish boy with the bendy legs and the cat.
Yeah, the white hat.
And then Jake
is a yellow dog. He's his actual brother, And he just
didn't know that. Yeah, don't spoil it.
And so Jake can stretch out his arms.
To someone who's not been there, he looks like a dog that wears glasses.
Yes.
Yes. But he's
on a Bill Murray character from Meatballs. Like, he's that sort of character. Like, you know, quite. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And he can stretch himself and do all these things. But the great thing about the episode is that it teaches kids, like, how to deal with, you know, rage and anger and just chill out. And, you know, like, this 11-minute episode is just them two talking, and it's like a kid can take a lot away, and an adult
just them talking, no sort of wow.
Yeah, there's a few gags and stuff, but it's just, I really enjoy that. And
that's, you know, especially with that, with animation too, is that you, there's so much great animation that when you stop to stand back and look at it and go, that would have taken months to put that last 2 minutes of TV together, and you'd spent, and you use that 2 minutes by doing, you know, like,
just
you know, like you know, there's a have you seen Frisky Dingo by any chance?
No. I will check it out.
By the same people who made Archer.
Archer's brilliant.
Yeah, so it's before Archer.
Oh.
And something, and it's just some, and it's a bit more, it's a lot more bung.
Yeah.
Pre-ISIS, you mean? Because they were called ISIS.
Yeah. It's Archer. There's a character in it who's like Archer, but it's actually this big skull guy who's landed on Earth to take over Earth, but then it's ridiculous. But there's some great moments where there's like a minute of them just looking at each other, of their eyes looking, and it's like that minute would have taken months to get the animation, to get the storyline approved.
Yeah.
From that point, coming up with the idea to get it actually signed off and produced would have been months, and I love wasting time with that. It's so great.
With Adventure Time, this is coming to an end this year, but like with Elements and Islands, there's this whole mythology and what's the other word? World building for the series that, like, so it's not just a cartoon that here's an episode, they go on an adventure, get some MacGuffins, find a jewel, and save the world.
What's
MacGuffin? A MacGuffin is an item in a movie where, like, the briefcase with the golden.
So
it tackles a lot more than that. And this, in this Elements miniseries, it's just, I was like caught up in it because there's a part when like
I can see that, Clayton. I'm excited. I'm happy that you're happy.
I'm happy that you're happy that I'm happy. And they deal with lots of rage. Like these characters in this fire kingdom, they're all like want to beat each other up, and then they go and attack
Christchurch.
Yeah, exactly. Go and attack the Candy Kingdom, and it's like the way they deal with kids will get a lot out of it, like how to deal with their own rage issues and like anger. And I just think kids, adults get this. Sit down with your kids and just, you know, enjoy it over the holidays.
It's a real good one for making adults feel terribly useless. You're just sitting there and just go, I don't get that. I'm trying really hard to get this. And kids are just miles ahead of you.
Because it goes from like,
they'll,
you know.
What kids will do in the Adventure Time situation, they'll allocate a kid to go and tell the adults what's going on. You're like the conduit for the, we're going to keep watching. You go and try and explain what's going on to them because they don't get it.
Yeah.
And that kid will go, oh, it's my turn this one again.
Can I make a real, real quick question? If you haven't seen the others, because I haven't, would I get it?
Yes. Good. I think it's one of those sort of self-contained things. Yeah. Like, it's just jumping in when you want.
Yeah, and it's, you know, getting it's really not the point. Just got to follow.
You'll get a lot out of the philosophical side of things.
I know you well enough, Rob, to know that the idea of someone's brother that looks like a dog wearing glasses is actually a backpack and can change into anything and do anything and basically it's a magical thing. Is not outside of your expectations.
It's funny. It's dark. It's got some songs written for this series that quite like they actually. It's bit creepy, but like it's just enough that
not Ren and Stimpy sort of happy joy
it's called Sweetheart, and it's just gave me the heebie-jeebies at one stage because they're like kind of stalkery Children of the Corn characters getting possessed, but anyway, I won't say too much.
See, we think that's creepy, but then if you looked at any nursery rhyme for before 1950, it's when here's the child and underpants stealer who lives in the chimney. That's all the stuff, you know.
And just on a side note, the design of it's amazing. Like, you think of all the Studio Ghibli stuff where it's all like dreamy and I don't know, it's imaginative.
It's got a real liquid vibe to it, eh? I think we've well gone. Yeah. Jogo's going to start doing that semaphore that she does there. Do you know what semaphore is, Rob?
Yeah.
You do?
That's where you do it with the old tennis bats, don't you?
So what's going to happen when the cell phone network goes down? Grab your table tennis, ping pong paddles. Pigeons.
I got pigeons.
Send a raven. Hey, Clayton, thank you very much indeed. Do we have a copy of this thing away, do we? Yes. We are so good, eh?
So good.
Putting the B back in awesome. And how are we going to do that, do you think, Jogai?
Name the creator.
Yeah. No, so, well, I'm passing the baton to you.
He also voices a character on the show.
Who, me?
No,
do I?
Pendleton Ward.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Already passed the baton on to me this morning, Mikey. I think it's
okay, all right. I was singing to the mayor. What were you doing?
Hosting a radio show.
Yeah, the thing is, I didn't think I was going to try and sing to him through the radio, and I wasn't sure.
Again, no, he's already sung it to him once.
One from Greece, though.
Yeah, well, another one from Greece.
Another one from Greece. I haven't seen Greece,
I don't
know.
We go together like shamalamalamalam, shubidi-wap-doo-wap. We go together. We'll always be together. Woo-hoo! Yeah!
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.